had tore up the car and threw him plumb out. He didn't have no safety belt.
Where well, you other gal? She done left you.
She'll be back.
Yeah, y'all finished that there.
Almond neck guy. Almond neck. And he just threw him plumb out. When the car hit him, he pushed the door. And he just fell plumb out. And the doctor said that if he had had a belt on and been pinned in, he'd have killed him.
He was lucky.
But as it was, it just bruised him up and made him sore. He didn't have no cuts on him. But they said if he had been fed in there, he would have been killed. So they still wheeled him over and took him. And I say, them safety belts ain't a thing in the world to make somebody buy something. That is true. There's like a whole lot of other things folks have to buy, they don't seem to.
Except if they got thrown into the windshield, I guess it would be good then. I mean, to keep them from going through the glass.
Well, it might.
But it might not.
And then again, it might
not.
If it breaks the glass, well, the glass is liable to just sling all in there and cut you all the pieces in half. Because you know how breaking glass is. It just splatters. So I don't know whether it's any good or not. But I said, it didn't bother me because I didn't need them. I stayed home most of the time. When I go in the in the car now, I can get out and walk around here to the neighbor's house. But for getting all taken care of, if I go, I'm going to be something mad as long as I have to go.
Have you ever taken a trip?
Been around a little bit. I used to enjoy going to Savannah or something. I used to enjoy going to Atlanta every year. I used to have an aunt up there, and my mother's only sister, and I would go up there. I'd go up there around the 1st of May and stay till about the 1st of June as well. I used to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But then I did go to North Carolina a lot and visit my 3 kids up there that's married. But I don't get why I don't even enjoy going up there.
That's quite a ways. So it takes a long time to get there.
It takes 4 hours of good driving and not heavy traffic.
They live in Hickory?
No,
no, no.
Oh.
One of my daughter-in-law's, she lives in Hickory. My son's wife, she lives coming out in Hickory, but it's not very far. Uh-huh. It's a little old town. You know how these factory towns are. Now, Lenore and Hickory is a factory town. Mm-hmm. They make desks and furniture. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing in Hickory. And they run holes in mills and things like that. Well, Lenore's the same thing. All those towns up there in North Carolina, you know, mill and factories and things like that. Mm-hmm. I used to enjoy going up there, going up in the mountains. But I don't care if there ain't anybody going up there. All of them was at home Mother's Day. And they wanted to know when I was coming. I said, I'm going to tell you the truth. I may be done being my last trip. And when they come home, I'm miserable. When I know they're coming, afraid something will happen to them until they get here. Well, when they go back home, I'm miserable until I hear from them if anything might have happened to them going home.